Obviously, it's a time of year, lots of people away on holiday, and we just need to emphasise that we have a reciprocal agreement to do with health with the UK, but obviously not further afield than that, and people should take adequate insurance out for that. But when they're in the UK, there's still the possibility that you might need repatriating if they do have any hospital treatment in the UK and might need to be transferred back to the island, which is not covered under the reciprocal health agreement. So anybody in that position does need to have health cover for that element.
And I see the costs of repatriation, they can be quite substantial.
They can, even from the UK, we're talking about a five-figure sum, really, and it could go up in certain circumstances to 20,000 if there are sort of a medical team involved with flying somebody back. And, of course, when you talk about further afield abroad, that goes up substantially. So it's important that people do make sure that they have these elements covered in their health and their travel insurance policies. And obviously, it is the time of year when people are going away. A lot of people do have adequate insurance, but this element to do with, even if they're in the UK, the reciprocal healthcare agreement doesn't cover repatriation costs, so we need to just keep emphasising that at this time of the year.
And is the situation with the EU for Manx travellers the same as it would be for anywhere worldwide?
It is. We have no agreement with the EU. Area outside the UK is classed the same. So, and in fact, in Southern Ireland as well, residents should be aware that they need to have the adequate health insurance for travelling to Southern Ireland as well.